The president-elect says only government can provide the short-term boost necessary to lift the economy out of deep recession. In a January 10th radio address, Mr. Obama said that his plan to inject billions of dollars into the economy will create from 3 to 4 million new jobs over 2 years.
90% of these jobs will be created in the private sector. The remaining 10% are mainly public sector jobs we save, like the teachers, police officers, firefighters, and others who provide vital services in our communities.
The Obama stimulus plan will be a combination of government spending and tax cuts, proposals that will soon be debated in Congress. A year ago, the Bush administration in Congress implemented a much smaller $168 billion stimulus that did boost economic growth for a short time before the economy resumed the slide that began in December 2007. The first stimulus plan, combined with big spending on wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, has pushed the government budget into deep deficit. Even before the planned Obama stimulus, the U.S. government was projected to be incurring a $1.2 trillion deficit in the current fiscal year. That's an amount equal to 8% of economic output. Kevin Hassett, a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, believes government spending is out of control.
The deficit next year, if we pass the Obama stimulus plan, will be larger than the size of government when Bush was elected. In nominal dollar terms.
Martin Bailey, chief economist to President Bill Clinton, worries whether foreigners will continue to buy the Treasury debt needed to fund the rapidly growing government deficit.
I think that's a danger. I said at the beginning of my comments, I think it's quite uncertain as to where the economy is going. It's possible that it'll turn around more quickly and more strongly than, say, the current administration's economic advisors think it will, in which case the Fed will be, you know, scrambling like crazy to sort of rein back some of this money that it's put out there. And
at a conference about the stimulus plan on Monday, speakers including Hassett and Bailey expressed concern about the eventual inflationary impact of both greatly increased government spending and rapid increases in the money supply. Most economists, however, agree that the unprecedented severity of the credit squeeze and global slowdown requires extraordinary measures to maintain consumer purchasing power. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.